time now for Put a Sock in It. So, Hillary, three facts, two of them true, one of them's a lie. Hit us with fact number one.
Fact number one, I kissed Prince Andrew.
Whoa, this is good.
Fact number two, my husband has got a signed photograph of Sharon Stone. He's a Sharon Stone fan, and it's not signed by Sharon Stone. It's signed by the cleaning lady. And he doesn't know, well, he knows now because he's listening in. But I'm sorry, Gary.
No way. Okay, let's come back to that. Fact three.
Fact three, I went to the cinema with Anthony Hopkins.
Wow,
these are
good.
Brilliant. How did it happen that you kissed Prince Andrew?
I was at Royal Ascot.
Darling.
And I was standing by the winner's enclosure, just by the paddock.
As you do.
And as you do. And his mother's horse had just come in.
You were there with the WKD blue, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
And the Queen's horse had just come in. And he said he was going up to get the presentation, to get the cup. And he, as he walked past, he goes, do you want to come up with me? I said, oh, lovely, how about, and off went.
What, just as a, you didn't know him or anything?
No.
Just a random.
Said, would you like to come up with me and get the cup? And I said, how lovely.
He just picked a random royal groupie from the crowd.
Well,
excuse me.
We know he has an eye for the ladies, don't we? After all those pictures of Prince Andrew on the yacht.
So yeah. You went up on the podium thing with him?
So I went on the podium, I received that, and then after that he said, would you like to join me in a glass of wine? And I thought it would be rude not to. And so I went up by the royal box, there's quite a warren up there, and after a glass of wine, he lunged in for a kiss.
Are you serious? What? Like an actual proper kiss?
Actual proper kiss.
What? On the lips?
No way.
On the lips.
No!
Yes!
And did you actually kiss him?
Well, yes, I had to.
Are you sure this was Prince Andrew?
It
or
wasn't
just
John McCririck or someone else.
Oh, no!
Is this before he was married to Fergie or after?
Yes, it was before.
Before? So you could have been a princess?
I could. Princess Hills.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, if that's true, then that's brilliant.
Next, your husband has a signed photo of Sharon Stone, but it isn't signed by Sharon Stone. What's the deal there, then?
My husband went out with a girl called Julie.
Yeah?
And this is when he was sort of, you know, he was quite young himself, and he loved Sharon Stone. And so Julie said, I know somebody who knows somebody who might be able to get you a signed photo of that. And, I don't know, a few weeks later, she got the signed photo, but it was her mother's cleaning lady.
What, so she'd got it and she thought, oh, this is a brilliant present for my boyfriend, but she actually went
boyfriend,
up to
my boyfriend, she wrapped it up, but he's still got it up now.
But how did you know that it's a fake and he doesn't?
Because Julie told me.
Oh,
that is,
it's Julie's mum's cleaning lady.
Brilliant. Wow.
Finally, you went to the cinema with Anthony Hopkins.
How on earth did this happen?
Well, I cut his hair. I used to be a hairdresser. And it was just about when the Rocky films were coming out. And we were talking about this Rocky film. And he said, would you like to come and see Rocky with me? And I said, okay, then.
Can you do your best Anthony Hopkins impression, please, Hillary?
Would you like to come and see Rocky? No, that's not Welsh.
That's American.
Yeah, I'm presuming he was going for your personality and your looks rather than your impressions.
Well, my impersonation, but yeah.
So what was the date like? Did he buy you popcorn?
No, he didn't buy me popcorn. He didn't offer to buy me popcorn.
Did he lunge in for the kiss like Prince Andrew?
No, he was an absolute gent. We went to see Rocky IV, we went for a glass of Chianti, and he dropped me home.
No idea. What do you reckon, Chris?
I think they're all delightfully posh facts today.
It's going hard for some, isn't it?
I'm going to go for the Rocky one. I thought something about that didn't slightly...
I am going to go for Sharon Stone. So, which was the fib from the fact?
I didn't snog Andrew.
Oh,
you foxed us. Did you have any sort of an altercation with him?
No, well, I went to Royal Ascot, but no, I didn't.
The whole thing was made
you
up.
You're such a good liar.
Thing made up.
That was a great story.
You are such a liar. That was awesome.
Which means that the Sharon Stone thing was true. So you just
means the Sharon Stone thing is true. My husband's probably crying in his car.
And more to the fact, you went to the cinema with
Anthony
Hopkins.
I went to go see Rocky with Anthony Hopkins.
You have lived such an interesting life. I want to have a drink with you. You, Hillary.